James, what are the possibilities that somebody, someone, some group might be controlling the weather and subsequently they're adding to some of the misery that people are experiencing?
Well, let me preface this by saying that all of the movements of the hurricanes we've seen so far could be explained by natural phenomena.
All right.
Of course, ABC has picked up this topic. The major news media has queried this in the past week regarding weather manipulation. And right now I'm looking at a patent, 1987, from a man named Eastland from Texas. It says, patent for method and apparatus for altering a region of Earth's atmosphere, ionosphere, and or magnetosphere. And, of course, the potential here is for altering weather. And now, given the fact that the ionosphere powers a good deal of our weather, including storms over land, the situation is as follows. If you have a trigger to unload that energy, and of course I've done shows on Tesla technology where Tesla actually learned how to burrow electrically up through the atmosphere to the ionosphere, and once he did, he was able to extract immense amounts of energy as the current came back down that tunnel that he built electrically. So this we know works. I mean, this is there's no question that there's great energy stored in the ionosphere, and a lot of scientists today are beginning to measure this. Typically, they never thought there would be much energy stored up in the ionosphere because if you build an antenna or something, there's no real current that comes down. You have to put an immense amount of power into altering the dielectric constant of the atmosphere above your probe. And when you do that, like Tesla did, eventually you break that down, and when that energy comes down, it is enormous. So the bottom line is, how do you manipulate weather? You manipulate the dielectric properties of the atmosphere, the high and low pressure cell areas, the jet stream. Now, you have to understand, too, these are tremendously huge energetic systems, so the degree to which you manipulate them, it's not like you're directly forcing weather. What you're doing, it's like, let's take a gun as an example. If you pull a trigger on a gun, that throws a firing pin, which hits a loaded powder casing, and that's where the energy comes from. It's not from your finger pulling on that trigger. So it's a very similar thing. You have triggers that can unleash this tremendous amount of stored energy, and that's where weather control would come from. Now, if you can beam energy around the Earth, as you do, say, with an FM radio beam, or a shortwave, let's say.
Like HARP, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. And the Russians, when you mention HARP, and of course you've had people on your show many times speaking specifically, my good friend Nick over there and from Alaska, Begich.
Mr. Begich, yeah.
Yes, and many other people talking about that. And the Russians, probably 2 years ago, wanted an international moratorium on HARP, calling it a weapon of mass destruction because of the weather manipulation capability. And the U.S. Basically blew them off. But we know that the Russians have been working on weather manipulation, and from what I know, it's not. Once you get the trick down, so to speak, like a lot of things, you can do this. But what I will say is, a lot of the people in research, maybe black ops, that are playing with this, don't fully understand what they're playing with. It's like, you know, matches in a can of gas. So we have potential. Now, the other possibility is to take a satellite beamed energy and send it down the eye of a hurricane. And if you did this, what you would do is you would exaggerate that short circuit between the ionosphere and the ocean floor and cause an increase in current, which would increase the magnitude, the energy output of that hurricane.
Oh, that's novel. Now, do we have that kind of equipment available?
Oh, technology? Absolutely. I think the one that I'm familiar with is called Gwen. GWEN. It's one of the satellites, but it's a energy beam satellite. And yes, they're there. Are they using them? I don't have personal knowledge of that, and this is the one thing that I wanted to be cautious of. People who are making these statements that there is weather manipulation are talking about speculation. They don't have first or even second or even third-hand knowledge that it's actually being done.
Well, do you believe it's being done, yes or no?
I would be surprised myself if, knowing the military mentality, at least in the U.S., I would be surprised if they hadn't tried it as a way of gaining knowledge. I don't know how. Would they do it to destroy a population area? There was question as Charlie came in, up as you know, charted to go up to Tampa Bay. I have friends down in Punta Gorda area, and they told me they had 45-minute notice of the change in path of Charlie. It went from a category 2 to 4 in 45 minutes.
Yeah,
totally
it was
unheard of.
Yeah, unless we're to blame for it when we tried one of our mind experiments at the time. It was the last one we did.
Were you mind experimenting on Tampa?
I sure was, and what we tried to do was move it away from Tampa, and it did move away from Tampa, Jim, but we may have created another problem. Do you think that's possible?
I don't want to tippy-toe there, but you don't know. I remember once Art Bellin, one of the old shows, he was going to do a thing where he was going to get the people around the world to imagine, I think it was a weather control thing, and then he stopped and he said...
He doesn't do this anymore, not with weather.
No.
He's as a matter of fact, he...
Bowed out of that.
He very graciously let me know that he thought I was going down a wrong path, and, you know, he may be right.
And that's very possibly true, because the shamans and the, you know, this is well-known... And I've never witnessed it myself, but there's certainly stories where they mentally control weather, bring on weather or break up weather. I don't believe we know or understand the power of the human mind and the connection we have to the greater universe.